So to make up for it, I'm going to do you a favor. The more I think of it, the more I'm convinced your marriage is a train wreck. The gnarly type, you know, mass casualties. Anyway, I'm passing on the name of a great divorce lawyer here.
You have some nerve leaving that message on my machine.
You realize this is entirely inappropriate.
I will tell you what is inappropriate. You making sweeping assumptions about the state of my marriage.
Care for a drink?
No! I like to keep a clear head when I'm telling people off. What makes you think you know anything about me or my husband?
Well, your husband's record speaks for itself. It's you. I had to rely on my instincts.
Would those be the same instincts that picked out that cologne?
You're privileged. You're pampered. You're spoiled. You want what you want, when you want it. You want excitement. A quickie every 5 months in a prison trailer isn't going to scratch that itch.
With all due respect, I will decide for myself what needs to be scratched and when.
Mrs. Solis, you are a beautiful, desirable woman. Now, your husband is a dim-witted, corrupt, violent criminal. You could do so much better.
Are you hitting on me?
What would you say if I were?
I'd say I'm pregnant.
So I see you're stuck.
I'm not stuck, Mr. Bradley. Believe it or not, I love my husband.
I charge $700 an hour. Plus Xeroxing.
I'll pay you $600, and I expect a conjugal visit tomorrow by noon.
Aren't you demanding?
Like you said, I want what I want when I want it.